Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
For this summer, we'll be going through some of the chapters in the book of Proverbs. Last week, I preached on Proverbs 1 and 2. The purpose of Proverbs is to trust God's advice. Trust God's advice. And last week, as I shared, Proverbs is instructions to both young and old. The instructions to both young and old is this: choose wisdom. Proverbs is a book of guidance to both sector, all ages, all stages. All ages, all stages, choose the wise path of life. That is what the book of Proverbs is about. And so today's message is growing in wisdom. The theme is growing in wisdom. And I'm now at Proverbs chapter 3 and 4 today. I'm going to preach from chapter 3, and we're going to read chapter 4. So we begin today as we're going to find wisdom in the midst of these chapters. And while you were just seated and online, I address you, if you would just stop what you're doing and let us find out about wisdom together. So I'm going to ask you to stand once more, because we are going to read the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. We're going to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. It will be on the screen for everyone, and we are going to read it together. And I'm asking every lip to move and read it, because as you read it, you're preaching it to yourself. I don't even need to preach it, because as you're reading it, you're literally speaking it to yourself. You're speaking it to your spirit. So I don't want you to go like a fish. You know those little guppies that we have in water? You ever watch the guppy? Okay, don't be a guppy today, okay? Be a human. And so I want every voice, as I begin Proverbs chapter 4, it's going to talk a lot about father. And in the Bible, it writes a lot, father. Father is God the Father. Mother is still God the Father. It always uses the term father, but it's still solidly meaning parental. Parents, mother, father. Either way, that's what it's instructing. So here we go. Proverbs chapter 4, we're going to read this together aloud. My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I'm giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart. Follow my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head, and she will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight path. Verse 12, when you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go down that way. Turn away and keep moving. For evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Verse 18, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Verse 23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Go back to verse 23, and all together we say this one. Amen? You can almost go home now. Praise God. You may be seated. Proverb, as I shared last week, this is something that just popped in my spirit, and I'm going to use it all throughout the summer. I told you the adage stayed with us from children, an apple a day. So I'm going to change it. We're going to make a new adage that will go for a lifetime. One proverb a day keeps foolishness away. Say it again. One proverb a day keeps foolishness away. If you would wake up every morning and read one proverb just as we just read it, do you see how your day would change? Because things would come and you'd say, no, I just read that. I cannot do that. One proverb a day. I just this morning want to pause, and for the young people, I want to share with you, when you walk with wisdom and you begin to trust God in all things, how he will help you. So one of our own young people who is now playing basketball professionally, I'm going to just share his words to all of our young people today.
Hey, everybody. Sam Alamutu here. I play basketball at the University of Vermont, Division I, and I study computer science there. I just want to give you guys a word of encouragement today, especially to the youth. One thing that's been helpful for me in my short amount of success is putting God first and relying on him completely. You know, I work hard and I'm determined, but that's only gotten me so far. Without God opening doors and opportunities for me, I wouldn't be the man I am today and striving to be. And I know the more that I put my faith and my trust in him and put him at the center, the more things come my way, the more blessings I have. And I know you hear from your parents all the time and your church leaders, but it's really true, and I've experienced it firsthand. I'm telling you, if you put God at the center, all good things will be added on to you. So keep putting him first.
Man. And so over the summer, young people, I'm going to ask you, read a proverb and stay wise, because these are the times when you get into trouble, and trouble follows you. Sometimes some trouble you'll be paying for it for the rest of your life. So I encourage you. So I'm preaching today from Proverbs chapter 3, which is a trust in the Lord passage. Proverbs chapter 3, my child, never forget the things I taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep in your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. In the verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will find healing for your body and strength for your bones. I'm going to go to verse 9, although I didn't give that to you. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of your produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow. And this passage continues on. Most of the proverb go to about 35 or 36. It ends with 35. The wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame. The Lord is giving us instructions, continuously giving us instructions in how to live in wisdom. Wisdom should never be avoided. Wisdom should never be avoided. Now, there are times we do make foolish mistakes, and God will forgive us for the foolish errors, but after we've made the same foolish error over and over and over again, there's a definition for that, and I won't have to tell you what the definition is. Yes? What is the definition of repetitive foolishness? I'm not saying it from the pulpit, so somebody say it from out there. What is the definition of repetitive foolishness? Insanity or stupidity, that's what they said. Online, they said it, I'm clean. But never forget what you've been taught. You were given God's word to help you in your life. And if we follow God's word, all things are made well. He tells us in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 to 8, God is our God. God, the only one, is the only God. Love God. Love your God with your whole heart. Love him with all that is in you. And this is in the Message version. I love him with all I've got. I write his commands on my heart. I get them inside of me, and I get them inside my children. I talk about them wherever I am, whether I'm sitting at home walking in the streets or whenever I have time. I get up in the morning, and I praise the Lord. Folks, if we are going to walk in wisdom in this world, we've got to remember God is God and nothing is equal to God. Nothing. No matter, no, it does not matter who creates the next level of AI, it is not equal to God. God is God and there's no one like him. Can I hear an amen? This powerful writer, Solomon, is reminding us that when we keep God's commands intact, God's commandments will give us long life, prosperity, goodness, and mercy, and his faithfulness will not depart from us. There are many people that their quest is, I just want to be wealthy, I just want to be rich, I just want to be famous. Do you know what? You can get all of that, and then I have a question for you, and are you satisfied? Are they looking satisfied? No, because the more you get is the more you want. General Eisenhower, they ask him, what does it take to get to the place where you feel satisfied? And he says, you never will. You will always need a little bit more. And so, folks, wisdom is what we need. Wisdom will help us to do the right things at the right time in the right way so we live the right life that God has for us. And God's mercy and faithfulness will then never depart from us. So Solomon strongly recommends cling to God's law tightly. And he says it in Proverbs 3, write them on your heart where it cannot be stolen. Do you know, I don't know how many of you are like me. How many of you, there are things you're going to forget so you will write it down? How many of you can't remember where you wrote it? Or even a better one. How many of you want to protect something so well, like a Christmas gift that you're hiding? You ever bought a Christmas gift early? Are some of you still looking for it? Yes? Because that's what happens. Sometimes we hide things in places, and then the memory can't remember where that real, it's such a good place. We have this new system to protect passwords, Keeper. Many of you have Keeper. And so you have to have this complex, really complex password. Then you could put all your passwords in there. Our own person here, Whitney, is the one who sets us up with that. So it's like so secure, you can't, it's not easy to crack, okay? So we all have it. There's only one problem. They told us to make it complex. And I made it so that no one can crack it. So I did. I made a password nobody can crack. Not even me. Honestly. And so I called him. I said, it's really a good one, but I just don't remember. And how many of you know what I'm talking about? But that's why with God's word, he says, don't just have it here, because this has a capacity to forget. Have it on the heart. When you put it on the heart, God's instructions will stay, and then the mercies of God will continue to flow, because each day you keep living it out, pulling it up out of the heart. Out of the heart, what is the heart? Is the wellspring of life. Did you hear what Proverbs 4 says? Guard this, because that's where you've got the keeper. That's where the passwords are. And if you can guard this, you're going to get out, have an outflow. So when we heed these great reminders, not only do we obtain additional favor from God, but we will gain a reputation in society, because we begin to live rightfully. And then we'll have a good name amongst the people that we're around. And we begin to impress not only God, but we impress our society, because we're inspired by God to do what is right. Not always to do what we feel. If I always do what I feel, folks, I drove in from Ottawa last night. If I did what I felt, do you know where I'd be? Thank you very much. Where you would be on a Sunday morning if you weren't preaching. We don't go with our feelings. But I'll tell you what, by the time I got here this morning, I honestly asked me to preach 3 hours. Beg me. And see if I don't have the energy to do it. Please beg me, though. Online, stay with us. I'm not going to do it for your sake. Solomon knew this, because when he honored God, people came from every nation to learn from him. He knew that if you follow the wisdom of God, people will honor you. Society will stop to look at you. They will want to learn from you. They came to Solomon from every nation. Even the Queen of Sheba came. And when they came from all these nations, they brought him gifts galore. Solomon's wealth was not because he sat down and said, I want to be wealthy. He sat down and said, God, give me wisdom. And when God gave him wisdom, everything came with it. They came with horses. They came with timber that was rare then. They came with almug wood, woods that were. They came with stones. They came with jewelry. The Queen of Sheba came with spices. And he built the greatest empires never to be built again, because he asked God for one thing: wisdom. And so he's telling us how to get there. He says, I know if you honor God, God will honor you. And so he gives us this encouragement. And this is the one that I believe, how many people have this as their life verse? Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Let me see how many. It's your life verse. Only a few? Wait, let me see those hands again. I've lived with this verse. So if it's not one of your life verse, take a picture of it. It ought to be your life verse. Would you get your phones out and take a picture of it? Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. This is a life verse. This, you read all of Proverbs chapter 4, and it culminates back here from chapter 3. So I'm going to ask you again, because you know what you're doing today? You're preaching to you rather than me preaching to you, okay? You're preaching your own, you're preaching the message today. So would you read this again with, come on, trust. When we acknowledge God daily in all that we do, not some things. Sometimes we're using God as a jack in the box. God, show up here, but don't be here. God, help me here, but don't touch this. God, I want to do my own way, so just show up over here. He says, in all you do, because when we trust him in all, then our Father is able to guide us and to show us the best path to take. It is already his promise that he will give us wisdom to know what to do, but we have to activate wisdom. God doesn't show up in our head and be the wisdom for us. He gives us the wisdom to activate all the things that he has in our lives. So his promise comes also with a caution. And the caution is that if we do not, if we expect God to bless us, to lead us, to guide us, then we must not nonchalantly pull God up to do something when we want, but every aspect of our life should honor God. Are you with me this morning? And so many people are being beaten by the enemy, interfered by the enemy. Do not allow the enemy to interfere with your steps. It says the steps of the godly are ordered by God. God wants to order you, guide you, help you, instruct you. A lot of people, your steps are being interfered with because you allow the devil to step in. Do not allow the devil to interfere with your steps. Are you hearing me this morning? And so that's why we're reminded, as you read in chapter 4, fear the Lord, stay away from evil. Did you see how many times it says stay away from evil? What is he saying? He's saying evil's always going to be there. Did you read it in chapter 4? Evil's on the right, evil's on the left, evil's before you, evil's behind you. But would you believe me? God is above you. So would you just stay away from it? How do you stay away from it? You use wisdom, because evil's always lurking around a corner. And if you want to walk in wisdom, then here are some of the things your heart should not hold. Do not be prideful and self-sufficient. What is destroying our nation is the self-sufficiency of humans who think they're God. But instead, we need to gain new energy, new concepts, new plans from the Lord, and not just for our own self-indulgence or our own false ideas, but we should want to gain all the wisdom so that we honor God in all that we do. There are many people, they'll say, oh, I want all of that, but they want it so that they can advance only themselves. Wisdom is to bless everyone, not just you. Proverbs 3, verse 7 says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Whose wisdom? Your own. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. So when I apply God's word in my life, it provides me with a security because it keeps me in the safety of God's plan so that I will be in his pleasing and perfect will. God has a pleasing and perfect will for your life, but you need his wisdom to be able to do it. And he will not allow us to just use him like he's got, like a God in a Christmas candy or a Santa Claus or a Jack in a Box. There are many Christians, many believers who are just God. They want God when they want God. They trust God only if they're up against a hard time. But when God has blessed you and given you all the favor like you see Solomon have, it's like, I don't need God right now. And that's the problem of our world. They don't need God when God has given them many blessings. But when the bottom falls out, all of a sudden, where's God? And I don't believe in God because he didn't show up and snap me like I want him to. Because there's as many times, especially when we come to a place of wealth, we think we can buy God too. Did I say it? Good. Friends, God's promise does not stop at his leading and guiding. He also promises to bless materially and materially, financially, but spiritually. Listen, God doesn't want to watch you just despairing. It doesn't prove him holy. He wants to bless you. And so he will cause what you have to increase. And Proverbs tells you that as you continue to serve him, he will take what you have and he will add on to it because he is God. Folks, when I give everything over to God, that's the wisdom of God. He says this in Proverbs, you read it. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the fullness of day. What does that mean? It means that as you're walking with God, he begins to shine more and more light on your life. As you trust God with all your heart, he sheds more and more light. No matter where you're at, not everyone will ever be at the same status because society would destroy itself. We'll always be at different level. Have you ever noticed if everybody's a chief, there's issues? Have you ever done a task where everybody's leading? Come on, have you ever been in a situation, everybody's leading? What is it? Chaos. There's got to be leaders and followers. There's got to be strength in some weaknesses. There's got to be a little fear here and a little faith here. It all makes it work together. So it doesn't make you insignificant, or it just means that God has made us all complexly different so that whatever we do, we still trust God in it. Because the one who's able to lead may have fears that only you can handle. How many people here are afraid of spiders? Put them up real good. I even see some men. I cannot believe it. Shock and demise. I see men. Oh, I won't embarrass you. You're lucky today, because that just blows me away. There are some men that are afraid. Oh, put those up again. I got to see that. This is so good. Come on, be honest. Come on. All you men. There are men that are, Father, I didn't know men were afraid of spiders. I always thought it was me. I am known, especially when I travel, they're like, people will say, I've never met a fearless woman like you. They'll say, I've heard that 1,000 times, if any. You're so fearless, and I know I am. I will walk into a nation. I've been into the Congo right in war. I've been into Liberia right after. I don't think about things like that. I'm just like, God's with me, I'm going. God's with me, I'm going. I'm preaching in a large church in a rural village in Africa, and it had like a thatched mud hut roof type of a thing, and so that kind of, you know, causes insects. Well, I have one fear, okay? Spiders. I don't do spiders. I've had strangers come in my house because I'm like, there's a spider in there. I remember being in an apartment when I was in Montreal, and I didn't know the neighbors yet, and I walked in the house, it was a spider, and I didn't know where it ran to. So I banged on the door, and I said to the guy, there's a spider in there. He says, hi. I says, yeah, I'm your neighbor. There's a spider in my house. He says, okay. I said, I'm not going in there till you get it out. And I told my mom, if she was alive then, I said, Mom, the neighbor came. She goes, you had a stranger in your house. You didn't fear him, but you fear a spider? Because I knew him I would take out, the spider. Do you see how God makes us differently? And people are always laughing at me. I was preaching, and I was telling you about that, and I'm powerful. I mean, I was preaching, the church was on fire, and the spider swung down, and I was done. I was like, I'm sorry, hallelujah. I said to the other, I'm done. He goes, you can't, evangelist, get back there. I said, there's a spider. Folks, we all have a level. Do you have a level? Everybody's got something, but God made us so different, so none of us think we're God. We all have different levels. And Proverb declares to us the great volume of wisdom. He says, the wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame. So Proverb declares there's a great value to wisdom. Here's the value I'm going to take you through. The value, I'm going to go through them one at a time. Wisdom brings happiness to those who seek it. Because people need happiness in their life. What are people living in right now? There's no happiness. Everybody is born. Everybody's depressed. Everybody's sad. Young people, I'm begging you, please, for the love of God, get a laughter in your spirit. Everything makes you uptight. Everything, I can't believe you said that to me. Everything, like, come on, laugh. There's sometimes when we were growing up, someone would come by and pinch us. And when they pinch you, you'd start laughing. What'd you do that for? Pinch a young person now, and they'll call the police. Wisdom is the most precious and profitable treasure known to humanity. You have great wealth, but without wisdom, you don't know what to do with your wealth. Do you ever notice how many people made $1 million and then they die poor? Because wealth is not the answer, wisdom is. Because they got the wealth, but they didn't have the wisdom to know what to do with the wealth. You need wisdom above all else. It takes wisdom to know what to do with your treasures. Wisdom is a priceless spiritual item. It is more valuable than jewelry, than rubies, than diamonds, than gold. You can have diamond from here to there, but if you don't have wisdom, you just look like a fool. Bible says in Proverbs 4:8, if you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will honor you. Wisdom will take care of you. Wisdom gives an incomparable fulfillment. When you cultivate it, it brings joy and riches and love and fruitfulness. Do you know, if you're walking in wisdom, it doesn't matter what else happened. You're okay. You're like, okay, well, I know I made the right. Have you ever said, I know I made the right decision? Anybody ever done that? So it didn't matter what happened. If you know in wisdom you made the right decision, you live with the consequences. But the reverse, if you make a decision without wisdom, you spend more time in guilt and shame and anger and all of these things. It fulfills you. Wisdom brings peacefulness and pleasantness. People with true wisdom do not feel so anxious all the time, always striving. Some people, everything somebody has, they want. Everything somebody's doing, they're going to do. And they just look like they're just constantly anxious. Wisdom brings a pleasantness and a peacefulness. Wisdom is like a tree. It is a source of life. A tree just grows because what's happening? It's taking its nutrition from the root. Yes? A tree doesn't grow from the branches. What does it grow from? Who is our root? Talk to me. Who's our root? The Lord Jesus Christ. I take my strength and my peace and my hope and my joy. He's my source. And wisdom will keep you from living in fear because he'll give you the light of hope. So I want to encourage you today, recognize what we need more than anything else is wisdom. And over this summer series, each one's going to be different. Each message is going to be different, but we're still going to be on the pathway of wisdom because I want this, you, God's people, saved, unsaved alike, online, in-house, I want you to grow in the wisdom of God. When you have wisdom, you have sound judgment. You have sound judgment. When you have wisdom, you have sound judgment. And sound judgment will feed your soul with truly excellent things in life. Sound judgment will prevent you from falling prey to the devil, who's always lurking around with tactics of evil to destroy the path God has for you. Sound judgment will cause you to rest without anxiety, to sleep without fear. You will sleep and know you are shielded and protected by God. David says in Psalm 34:4, I prayed to the Lord, he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant and joyful. No shadow of shame will darken their face. David is saying what his son Solomon said. When you have wisdom, he will show you the path of life. So proverb means heed God's word, because wisdom is our helper. Heed God's word. Wisdom is our helper. Wisdom teaches us how to be kind and helpful to others. It propels us to not withhold help from those that deserve it. It reminds us not to create conflict and how to remain just in the midst of different causes. Do you ever seen somebody who can create a conflict just by showing up? Do you know such people? And they mean well. Don't we always say this? They mean well. But they lack wisdom. Teaches us how to behave around our neighbors, out our community, enriches our lives so that we're not envy and jealous. It causes us to keep our emotions in check so that we're not running wild with the injustices in life, but we're guarding our hearts, because Proverbs 4 said, guard your heart above all else, for it determines your course. Your heart represents the center of your being. It's a source of life. It's where your desires and your decisions come from. So use wisdom in what you say, what you hear, what you do. Use wisdom, because wisdom brings favor from God. And when you have the favor of God, you don't need the favor of humans, because God's already taken care of it. And many people looking for somebody to be their God. But I already have a God. And if you will walk in the wisdom he gave us, you will embrace the steps that he gives. Develop wisdom in all you do. And that's my cry to you this morning. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Guard your heart above your wealth, above your marriage, above your work, above your doing, above your coming, above your, guard it above all else, because it will help you to have good marriage, good relationship, good outflow, good work habits. It'll take care of everything if you embrace it as the steps that you will use. So this morning, we're going to pray for wisdom. We're going to pray for wisdom. And before I begin that prayer, before I close with that prayer, I want to make an appeal this morning. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, we have to develop wisdom so that we will love wisdom. Your word says, love her and she will guard you. Honor her and she will protect you. Get wisdom, for it is the principal thing in life. Help us today, O God. Father, wisdom begins with acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. It's the best step we could ever take to start moving in the other steps in our lives. Because if we don't have a relationship with you, God, how can we walk in the wisdom that will take us through the pathway of life that leads us into the blessings of Almighty God? So God, I pray for wisdom today. The wisdom to first take the step of salvation. My life belongs to God. Christ died for me. I will acknowledge him as Lord and Savior and begin to heed his word. So, Father, I pray this upon every person in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you accepted Christ for the first time today, we want to help you with next steps. Please email us at prayer@ppclife.ca, and a pastor or volunteer will be in touch with you. We pray that you have a wonderful and safe day or night, and we'll see you soon, church family.